This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's time for another hour of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friend and colleague. I guess you could be my colleague, even though I'm not a doctor, although I do practice without a license on the radio. I can be a colleague. You don't have to be in the same field to be a colleague. I don't think you need it anyway. Anyway, Dr. Ken is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. An excellent place to go, by the way, if you'd like to get second opinions or you may have cardiac or circulatory or heart problems. You want to get checked out, Ken's the man to see, and you can easily get to the Lake Cardiology Clinic by dialing 352-735-1400. That's to be in touch with Ken, either on a Zoom call or in the office. It's a cool place. It's a nice, delightful community, and Ken is delightful to work with, as you probably can tell by listening to him go through the depths of information here. We get together every week to examine the things, the research that Ken is done from the various journals of medicine. So let us get started with a focus on something that may or may not have been a problem. You and I dealt with celiac disease with regard to me. And this is, heavens, what, 10, 12 years ago? Do you remember when we first did that, when you sent me to a doctor in Florida to find out if I really had celiac, because my gut stuff with the problems of gluten. I guess we need to find out which comes first here, the gluten, the egg, the chicken or the egg. Is gluten a precursor to celiac disease? And what do we know now in this research about the connection of celiac to heart disease, Ken?
Well, yeah, I think it's been about 10 to 12 years since we identified this was an issue for you, Doug. This is an immune reaction to eating glutens. This is a protein that's found in things like wheat, barley, rye. And if you have celiac disease, eating gluten triggers an immune response in your small intestines. And if you have that response, maybe you want to describe it. It's very unpleasant.
It is. It's an acidic sort of reaction to what you eat. And in the interim between, you know, we've had these conversations a number of times because it bothers me sometimes more than not. And there are things you can take for it, which I don't really like, at least the medicines I don't like to take, but they do quell the acidic reaction that you're getting. But there are those who say, Ken, that this may be brought about by not necessarily the wheat or the barley, as you're describing, but the sprays that they put on them, the Monsanto elements of, you know, protecting the weed control and whatever, keeping the bugs from growing on the wheat, and that stuff, once it's put on to not only wheat, but any vegetable or fruit, that stuff stays there. You can't get it out, and so that's what your body is reacting to. We've never really proven that, but it sounds like it makes sense.
Right. I don't think that yet is established medical opinion, but I think that that's some area
something
that certainly needs
right.
more investigation in the sphere that you bring it up. But there are a lot of symptoms that just in addition to what you described, people do get bloating, chronic diarrhea, constipation, gas, nausea, vomiting. It can be a horrible issue, but the good thing is that usually cutting out these foods that we commonly think that are high in gluten is extremely effective. But the news this week out of the British Medical Journal is that people with celiac disease actually may have a greater risk of getting heart disease. So these are just another associations that need to be remembered. And as we're trying to lower people's risk for the number one killer in America, heart disease, thinking about celiac, if that's present, just want to be even more aggressive at lowering the risk for heart disease.
Well, you know, you look around and there are lots of things you can look at. I know I've researched this a lot as to my symptoms and what it's all about. There's a certain dietary treatment for this, for sure. There's a food list that exists. I would wonder what would happen, though, in children. I'm an adult. Is there a different way of dealing, do you think, if children have this? I didn't notice it until I was well into my 50s that I had it, and that maybe even longer. If you go back 10 or 12 years, I would have been in my 60s. So, but I think I first noticed it, and then it seemed to get worse. But what about children if they have this? Do you know of any cases of children having celiac? Ever heard of them?
Yeah, in children, the disease is more likely than adults to have digestive problems that include things like nausea, vomiting, chronic diarrhea. They get swollen bellies, constipation, gas, pale, foul-smelling stools. And they also have difficulty absorbing a lot of nutrients, and they fail to thrive. As an infant, they have problems with their teeth enamels, they have weight loss, anemia, irritability, short stature, delayed puberty. So it's a real issue in children.
Yeah, it can be a serious condition.
Neurologic problems, ADHD can occur with this, headaches.
Yeah. I don't know that I think that it has done any damage to me, permanent damage, but I, every once in a while, like I had some macaroni last night. It was supposed to be gluten-free. Sometimes if it says on the package it's gluten-free, I have found with cookies and other things that it really isn't. Or there's something else that triggers my indigestion, because eating this pasta last night, there is gluten-free pasta that I use most of the time, but this was at a restaurant, and they said, okay, this is gluten-free, and I had the reaction that I do. Sometimes I take a couple, there are a couple of things that are all natural I can take to calm down the reaction to it, but it happens to me every couple of weeks. I seem to go through something, either I want to eat a piece of bread and I shouldn't, or a piece of cake or a cookie or something, and but I don't feel like it is interfering with my life. It just is annoying much as anything else. But, you know, there are a lot of people who have, about 1% of the entire population has in some way or another been affected by celiac and or gluten. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health. Another way to work your way into better health is to lose weight the intelligent way. Lose those inches, lose those pounds, if you will, using Calitrin. You take it consistently, and by the way, it works best on an empty stomach. Take it before you go to bed, and it really does the trick. If you can't take it consistently, take it first thing in the morning. So it's either last thing before you go to bed, or first thing in the morning before you eat anything, so that what the natural ingredients are in Calitrin can go to work. And then, you know, you can get the support that you want and need. The folks at Calitrin, when you engage them at toploss.com, their website, they're so friendly, they're so positive, they're so helpful, they want you to be successful. So if you want to figure out why this is America's number one way to lose weight and to keep it off, it's non-toxic, it's just fabulous. So check it all out online, toploss.com. Use the Doug code when you check out for the special now. You get 4 bottles free under a certain deal, and you also get free shipping. That's Doug, the code to use when you order at toploss.com.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed-fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Back with Dr. Ken here and our discussion on obesity and gut bacteria and what leads. I get accused, rightfully so, of asking Ken questions that are long. I don't do it deliberately. It's just the way my mind works. I'm ready to go. Let's get the next answer to the next question that's related. And then I look at the clock and, oops, wait a minute, hold on. So anyway, back to what we were talking about, whether it's unfair or not. We do put on weight, we seem to, some of us, when we eat pizza and we eat things. I don't know how the gut, the microbes, the gut like pizza, but at any rate, the fact that you have, does everybody have the same microbes? Maybe that's a good question to have here. Is we all have the same exact, there are billions of them, I know, but are they different, and that predicates whether you gain weight or not, depending on what you eat? Is that a complicated question? Kind of relates to this.
Extremely, but the simple is that we do not all have the same gut bacteria, and a lot of this has to do with our long-term health and developing mm-hmm. healthy gut bacteria, and it is simple. Eat a healthy diet, and most likely you will have the good bacteria in your gut that are going to keep you strong and healthy.
Yeah. All right, so that's enough. Let's keep moving here.
Please.
Oh, my God, you're just funny. But not subtle at all. Ken is not subtle. He just, listen, let's move on, please. Okay, so maybe we'll spend a few minutes on COVID, as much as I'm loath to do so. There is an announcement that came out of the Biden administration this week to end COVID-19 emergencies. What's the significance of that, Ken?
So this week, Doug, the Biden administration has announced that the COVID-19 emergencies will end on May 11th. And this is good news. This is exactly what we've been talking about numerous times over the past few weeks, that we can now get back to our lives, that most of us can live life, stop thinking so much about all this, just use good common sense, and just focus on the people who are at the highest risk of getting severe disease and dying. The elderly, the people over 75, the immunocompromised, the people with multiple chronic diseases. These are the people we need to focus on. The rest of us need to go live our lives. You know, maybe if you're indoors in an area that has a lot of COVID right now, in a high congested area, people you don't know, you might want to wear a mask, but otherwise, go back, enjoy your life. It's time to all of us get our lives back.
Well, along with that, the recommendation that the new Omicron shots become a standard bill of fare, like a flu shot, right? That's kind of
right. The newest booster that combines the Omicron with the original strain has been decided by the FDA this week to replace the original vaccine that was given from the beginning back in December of 2020. And what I think is going to happen is that this is probably going to become a yearly vaccine that's going to be offered very much like the flu vaccine.
Yeah. Well, maybe they mix it with a flu vaccine so you get it all in one dosage.
I I think eventually they will. I think in the first year you'll be able to get it if you want on the same day. But I think going forward in a few years, probably by the second year, I would predict it'll be one shot.
All right. A little bit more on COVID because there are a couple of other things that need to be addressed, and then we'll talk about what processed foods do to you in the next half hour here of Good Day Health.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken here, and our discussion on obesity and gut bacteria and what leads to, I get accused, rightfully so, of asking Ken questions that are long. I don't do it deliberately. It's just the way my mind works. I'm ready to go. Let's get the next answer to the next question that's related, and then I look at the clock and, oops, wait a minute, hold on. So anyway, back to what we were talking about, whether it's unfair or not, we do put on weight, we seem to, some of us, when we eat pizza and we eat things, I don't know how the gut, the microbes in the gut like pizza, but at any rate, the fact that you have, does everybody have the same microbes? Maybe that's a good question to have here. Is we all have the same exact, there are billions of them, I know, but are they different, and that predicates whether you gain weight or not, depending on what you eat? Is that a complicated question? Kind of relates to this.
Extremely, but the simple is that we do not all have the same gut bacteria, and a lot of this has to do with our long-term health and developing healthy gut bacteria, and it is simple. Eat a healthy diet, and most likely you will have the good bacteria in your gut that are going to keep you strong and healthy.
Yeah. All right, so that's enough. Let's keep moving here.
Please.
Oh, my God, you're just funny. But not subtle at all. Ken is not subtle. He just, yeah, listen, let's move on, please. Okay, so maybe we'll spend a few minutes on COVID as much as I'm loath to do so. There is an announcement that came out of the Biden administration this week to end COVID-19 emergencies. What's the significance of that, Ken?
So this week, Doug, the Biden administration has announced that the COVID-19 emergencies will end on May 11th. And this is good news. This is exactly what we've been talking about numerous times over the past few weeks, that we can now get back to our lives, that most of us can live life, stop thinking so much about all this, just use good common sense, and just focus on the people who are at the highest risk of getting severe disease and dying. The elderly, the people over 75, the immunocompromised, the people with multiple chronic diseases. These are the people we need to focus on. The rest of us need to go live our lives. You know, maybe if you're indoors in an area that has a lot of COVID right now, in a high congested area, people you don't know, you might want to wear a mask. But otherwise, go back, enjoy your life. It's time to all of us get our lives back.
Well, along with that, the recommendation that the new Omicron shots become a standard bill of fare, like a flu shot, right? That's kind of
right,
weird.
Right. The newest booster that combines the Omicron with the original strain has been decided by the FDA this week to replace the original vaccine that was given from the beginning back in December of 2020. And what I think is going to happen is that this is probably going to become a yearly vaccine that's going to be offered very much like the flu vaccine.
Yeah. Well, maybe they mix it with the flu vaccine so you get it all in one dosage.
I think eventually they will. I think in the first year you'll be able to get it if you want on the same day. But I think going forward in a few years, probably by the second year, I would predict it'll be one shot.
All right. A little bit more on COVID, because there are a couple of other things that need to be addressed, and then we'll talk about what processed foods do to you in the next half hour here of Good Day Health.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Still without answers in the Silver State, nearly a week after a gastrointestinal illness outbreak affected more than 100 children at an elementary school in Las Vegas, Nevada, students were taken outside the facility as they began uncontrollable vomiting. Officials with the Clark County School District and Southern Nevada Health District still do not know what happened Monday. shall not be infringed with regards to the Second Amendment supersedes California lawmakers, but California's Department of Justice has decided to ignore the federal ruling and will continue to prohibit people with domestic violence restraining orders from getting a gun. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom.
Furthers my resolve to continue California's rightful position as a leader in the gun safety movement.
Friday, February 3rd is officially National Golden Retriever Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four after the hour now. This weekend's Good Day Health program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We get together every week at this time. Ken is down at Lake Cardiology, his clinic in South, Central Florida, but people come from all over Florida, all over the country to consult with Ken. And if you can't get there, then you can reach him through a telemedicine hookup, which is what a lot of doctors are still doing now, brought about by the advent of the COVID thing and what went on shutting things down. We still need medical help. So the fact that we can connect now, still something that is possible and desirable, perhaps, for you, depending on where you are. So if you want to figure out how that'll work for you, dial them up at 352-735-1400 at Ken's Clinic. 352-735-1400. We were talking about COVID. There are a couple of other related things that probably probably deserve a little bit of our time here, Ken, including the study that sort of narrows down how long COVID affects people. You want to relate that to us? Do you think we know what long COVID is at this point, or does that have to be explained again?
Well, the news this week actually is that after studying numerous symptoms that people think are related to getting caught COVID-19 and stay around, a research group has identified they've narrowed it down to 7 symptoms which clearly do linger from COVID. And in this group, they looked at symptoms that lasted after the original diagnosis up to 2 months later and noted that these 7 symptoms can last so far up to about a year. So let's list these 7 symptoms that people who get COVID and then are wondering, are they related to the original infection or are they due to something else? So you ready for 7?
Yeah, sure. Let's go. Have at it.
Okay. Fast heart beating, hair loss, fatigue, chest pain, shortness of breath, joint pain, and obesity.
Give those again.
Fast beating heart, hair loss, fatigue, chest pain, shortness of breath, joint pain, and obesity.
I get all these of that symptoms, except hair loss.
These symptoms, you don't need them all, but any one of these symptoms have been noted can be due to long COVID, due to the original infection, and then they last beyond 2 months, and they've been noted to last for up to at least a year.
Hmm. All right. I wanted to relay something else that I saw this week and share it with you and our listeners as it relates to COVID. The impact, the direct impact of what has happened to our lives, especially if you were a student. I kind of relate this to my grandson who was just starting school. And when this started, he had to be in school, in quotation marks, by sitting in front of a computer. In front of a screen for hours at end with his teachers, with his other classmates. And I find this so annoys me because of what the Chinese government has done to the lives of billions of people on the planet. And they are not, this is not even a political statement, they're not being held accountable. They're now suffering the fruits of their own mishap in their country. But to think about students losing a school year to this thing, learning delays, regressions, this is more in other countries even than it was here, children from various backgrounds. It just, and I guess I'm making a statement. You're certainly encouraged to comment, Ken, if you think you want to. I find this to be so distressing and distracting, the turmoil that it caused to the lives of especially these youngsters who were expecting to be in school. You know, it affected people working, certainly, but there wasn't learning. It's like the children that were school age gave up a whole year of their life. Think about that. If you live 80, 90 years, a whole year of your life has been squandered at the hands of these people who are trying to destroy the world for their own benefit. It's incredible. So I don't know whether you have a comment or a thought about the fact that everybody's lost out on time. College students as well as public students, more students than anybody else, I think, although it certainly took its toll on businesses. But I don't know, I think about the life of children. As resilient as they are, still, think about a year in your life. It's just, hey, man. All right,
this is taking a toll on everyone. There's not a single person on planet Earth that this hasn't affected. It's taking a toll on all of us. And how, where you live and how the response was to it has also affected us in different ways. And also, it is so surprising that we're not, you would think the way to prevent this would be to understand and agree how this all originated. And that doesn't seem to be happening, which is much to my surprise.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. The processed foods focus that I promised we'd talk about, this is something that has been studied and studied and studied some more, because it's necessary when we talk about obesity, we talk about what leads up to it, the fact that we are eating, been exposed to so many processed foods by these big giant agribusinesses, these big giant food chains that are filling us up with garbage, and this is the toll that it's taking. So give us one more reason why we should stay the heck away from this stuff, Ken.
Right. This is from the Imperial College, London School of Public Health, that these highly processed foods actually may be linked to increased risk of cancer. The foods that they especially mentioned in this study are things like cookies, chips, and soda.
Cookies. Yum. Chips. Yum. Soda. Nah, not so much.
So these you want to make these treats, and clearly just another example of how much our diet leads us into cancer.
Well, the other side of that is that according to another document that's floating around this week, this affects more older Americans than it does younger Americans. Because is it that America, that older folks get addicted to hot dogs and cookies and things like you just enumerated?
The University of Michigan this week published a survey and noted that especially in the group of people that you just mentioned, there seems to be a high addiction for these foods. And becoming aware of it is important. Getting off of it, not easy.
Yeah, not at all. All right, we have more coming up here. Obviously, as you know, we're really focused on lots of... We've been with COVID almost focused exclusively on that for a long time, and that's taken its toll because there's so much other knowledge. The amplification of cognitive benefits. Exercise. What does it do for you? Ken's got the latest on that as we continue on this week's Good Day Health. Let me talk about a great night's rest and the things that lead to it. There's a list now of interesting, because everything gets tested sooner or later. So there's been a test done of dozens of bed sheets that are produced in this country and elsewhere around the world, premium bed sheets, and the best ones included in the best sheets of 2023 that are on sale for you to love are the sheets from MyPillow. MyPillow product catalog, which focuses on, among other things, these great sheets. And there's a big deal now. There are a lot of specials that you can avail yourself of if you go to MyPillow.com and look at the specials. These Giza Dream sheets, though, man, they are fabulous. Not just the ones that are made from the cotton, but there's also the flannel Giza Dream sheets that are available now. Special price, special deal at MyPillow.com. So, if you're interested for the good warm weather, you got the Giza sheets that are available in both solids and stripes. The flannel come in a number of colors. There is a promo code that you use, DS, when you are buying things from MyPillow. As a matter of fact, right now on the sheets, you can get two for the price of one. But check all of the various. The savings up to 66% now on the complete sleep systems that are available for the asking and the taking. Check out the catalog and all the things that are there. And then when you check out on the listener specials page, you use the discount code DS for bargains, again, up to 66% off on all the great things, including the award-winning sheets at MyPillow.com.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853. You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken. There is this this focus, pardon the pun, I'm having my eyes operated on. I think I told you that. This week I'm having new corneal implants put in so that I will not have to wear glasses. I told you that story, right? And what's going
yes.
on? I think we talked about it on the air. So next week when we get together, I'll have had the operations and I'll be able to tell you, hopefully by looking more clearly, at the stuff that we use for research and telling you what the process is and how it worked. And meanwhile, you've got some interesting news on these Ezra, Ezra eye drops?
Well, this is especially for you, Doug, and all of our listeners, but especially if you're going to be having the surgery. There's a report this week that everybody needs to be aware of because there's been 50 infections across 11 states that have led to instances of permanent vision loss, Doug, hospitalization, and even one death. And it's from these artificial tears, preservative-free eye drops called EzraCare artificial tears. I would urge all of you to throw these out, return them. The CDC has announced just this week, don't use them. Interestingly, there's no yet formal recall, but I think it's going to occur any moment. EzraCare artificial tears, bring them back, get a refund, do not use them. Yeah. They're deadly.
I wish I had the eye drops that they're putting. These are special prescription eye drops that I'm putting in my eyes prior to the operation, but they're not Ezra drops, I know that.
Right. Ezra's these preservative-free eye drops.
Counter.
These yeah. preservative-free eye drops apparently have a bacteria, Pseudomonas, in them, which Oops. Causes a very serious infection.
Okay. Let's talk about, we were just having a conversation about sleeping and bed sheets and pillows and all that stuff. There's a study about poor sleep as it affects young people and what that might develop in young people or help to. What's the scoop there?
Yeah, a few sleep studies this week. One, the first one out of the Journal of Neurology, Neurosurgery, and Psychiatry about poor sleep in adolescence actually may increase the risk later in adulthood of developing multiple sclerosis. They looked at children who slept less than 7 hours a night, significant increased risk of MS later in life. So mom and dad, make sure those kids get away from those screens and get adequate sleep.
All right. Can we do in a couple of seconds what happens if you have sleep apnea? What's going on in your body?
Another problem identified this week due to sleep apnea, which we used to think was no big deal, but it's mm-hmm. huge. It causes heart disease, high blood pressure, pressures in the lungs, head-to-toe issues with sleep apnea. But just this week, out of the Journal of Craniomandibular and Sleep Practice, we learned that it also weakens the bones and weakens the teeth. If you've had these implants, they start falling out, your natural teeth start falling out, and your bones from head to toe get weak.
Woof. All right, here's a word to the wise. Coming up, questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Brilliant questions now at 53 after the hour. This is Good Day Health. Doug Stephanie here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. Be in touch with him in his office. All kinds of great help can be yours by just dialing up 352-735-1400 at Lake Cardiology. Okay, so the benefits of exercise. People are always asking this question. Sometimes there are more specific bits and pieces or information about what happens. Good exercise is good for everything, isn't it?
Well, yes. We know that working out helps to keep our risk of heart disease and helps our brain to work better, keep our weight down. And we also know that socialization helps to keep our mind functioning a lot better as we get older. But the news this week that I think you're referring to is the combination. This was published this week, announced in the Archives of Gerontology and Geriatrics. The people who work out with others actually amplify the cognitive benefits of exercise. So you want to try, if you can, to not work out alone. You get the benefits of improvement in your lowering your risk of heart disease, your weight, your mind working better. But if you do it with somebody else, you get the benefits of socialization. One and one is three.
Isn't that cool? I was noticing in terms of exercise, especially in youngsters, that a lot of physical activity is related to less respiratory infections in children. That is, children who are active. And I'm thinking to myself, as I look at both my grandsons, they're always moving. They're always physically active. Isn't that just a part of being young? Children just
yes.
want to run around and
go
that's
hang out on a plate. Go hang out on a playground with young kids. And they are just like in motion. There's like unbelievable amount of motion. Go hang out on a playground with, you know, age 3 to 10.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable movement.
Right. So that's good. Apparently that leads to less respiratory infection in children, colds and the like. So keep your children physically active. Maybe you don't even have to. Maybe that is, as we're suggesting here, just kind of a part of life. I have a friend who has a 4-year-old, and she just installed some rings in a workout area that she has. And her daughter is climbing on those things, flying back and forth all the time. It looks like a lot of fun, actually. And really good exercise. Just great for their bodies and their brain, development of the bones and all that good stuff. Okay, now, we have been on Good Day Health talking about sleep and sleep apnea, sleep issues, mostly because of the Center for Disease Confusion talking about this or focusing on this, publishing articles, including how many Americans are taking medication so they sleep. What's the number? This is pretty astounding, Ken.
It is astounding. The CDC announced this week, Doug, that 1 in 5, 20% of Americans are taking sleep medications either on a daily basis or recently. And this is not good. These medicines are addictive. They're not meant to be used long term. If you have trouble sleeping, what you want to do is get a medical evaluation. So often it's due to depression, anxiety, thyroid issues, like the endocrine issues like the thyroid, or changes in hormones that go on at the change of life. There may be some chronic illnesses that are causing this. Get a great head-to-toe physical exam and get the mental health taken care of.
Yep. Okay, that's well. Listen, it's especially important. I'm just coming across a couple of other things as I nose around here with regard to physical activity. As we talk about it in children, if you look at the stats for U.S. adults, about half are meeting the physical activity guidelines. Don't you wonder sometimes why it is that people seem to ignore the benefits of exercise in your cardiological practice? People be much healthier heart-wise if they're exercising, right?
Without a doubt. It's a shock. You and I grew up in school where we were required to do a certain amount. We also got a little trophy if we met a certain presidential standards for physical fitness. And each year, all of us wanted to make sure we got on that team. And that was just part of growing up. And somehow that became eliminated from growing up. And it just becomes a lifelong pattern. We should bring that back to the schools.
Absolutely. Schools should have those things. As music is good for your brain, physical exercise good for your whole body. I guess my question would be, how dare they do that? Frankly, that's something that certainly deserves more time than we have, because we're out of time here. Questions for Dr. Ken. Doug Steffen here with the coordination at 59 past the hour on Good Day Health.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.